And humour and gentle irony come through a number of times in the Buddha's dealings as well with difficult people. So once the Buddha was staying at a place called Varanja, where he had a large number of followers. And a Brahmin had heard a lot of criticism of the Buddha, particularly because the Buddha didn't always, well, he never played up to the Brahmins. He didn't show them the deference that a lot of them would expect. So this Brahmin called Udaya came along to meet the Buddha. They exchanged the usual polite greetings. People were always very polite in those days, even when their intentions, as it were, weren't at all friendly or polite. And then the Brahmin started off. He said, Master Gotama, I've heard you just don't pay proper respect to old and learned Brahmins, and I've seen for myself that this is true. This just isn't the way to behave, Master Gotama. But the Buddha wasn't slow to respond to this. He said, Brahmin, in this whole world, there isn't anybody who is worthy of being paid respects by a Buddha. If a Buddha were to pay respects to anybody, their head would probably split wide open. So the Brahmin didn't like this. Master Gotama has no taste. The Buddha responded, well, there is a sense in which it could be said I have no taste, for I no longer have any taste for the world of the senses. But surely that isn't what you mean. Master Gotama has no sense of values. Well, there is a sense in which it could be said I have no sense of values, for I attach no value to the world of the senses. But surely that's not what you mean. Master Gotama teaches passivity. Well, there is a sense in which you could say I teach passivity, for I teach that one must be passive in the face of provocation or temptation and not go along with evil actions of body, speech or mind. But surely that's not what you mean. Master Gotama teaches nihilism. Well, there is a sense in which you could say I teach nihilism, for I teach the annihilation of greed, hatred and delusion. But surely that's not what you mean. Master Gotama teaches rejection. Well, there is a sense in which you could say I teach rejection, for I teach the rejection of all evil actions of body, speech and mind. But that surely isn't what you mean. Master Gotama teaches destruction. Well, there is a sense in which you could say I teach destruction, for I teach the destruction of greed, hatred and delusion. That surely isn't what you mean. Master Gotama teaches mortification. There is a sense in which I teach mortification, for I teach the mortification of all actions rooted in greed, hatred and delusion. But surely that's not what you mean. Master Gotama rejects rebirth. There is a sense in which I reject rebirth, for having completely freed myself from all defilements, I'll never again come to birth in a womb. But surely that's not what you mean. Well, the Brahmin's anger and ill will was spent. He couldn't come up with any more insults to throw at the Buddha. And seeing this, the Buddha now asked him a question. Brahmin, tell me, if a hen has carefully incubated a clutch of eggs and a chick was to break out of one of those eggs before all the others, using its beak to get through the shell, would you call that chick the oldest or the youngest? Well, the oldest, Master Gotama. Well, just this way, Brahmin. In this world encased in a shell of ignorance, I was the first to break through the shell, so I can truly be called the elder brother to the world. And the Buddha then went on to describe the unfoldment of enlightenment as being like breaking through successive shells that led eventually to complete revelation. And by the time that the Buddha had finished, the Brahmin had been completely won over and declared, Master Gotama is indeed the elder brother to the world. Master Gotama is indeed the best of men. It is wonderful, Master Gotama, wonderful. So he there and then asked to be accepted as a disciple of the Buddha. So we see the Buddha using gentle irony and humour there to meet and eventually win over this man who came along determined to insult him.